and welcome to On This Day in Blues History for January 14th. I am your host, P.W. Fenton. On this day in 1955, disc jockey Alan Freed began his first New York area rock and roll ball, a two-night affair which was held at the St. Nicholas Arena in New York City's Upper West Side. Both shows of the 6,000-seat arena were sold out in advance, bringing in $24,000. Those appearing on stage included Fats Domino, Charles Brown, Ruth Brown, and Big Joe Turner.
Wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed. Wash your face and hands. Where you get in that kitchen, make some noise with the pot.
One of the most unique aspects of this show was the racial makeup of the audience, estimated to be 50% black and 50% white, a first for those times. Hey, don't forget to stop by at bluesland.net, where I have links to all the music you hear on this show. This is P.W. Fenton reminding you to come back tomorrow for another episode of On This Day in Blues History.